This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live, you dial on in toll free and join us on the radio if you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we do have Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. And with you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian. Oh, sorry, Conan.
And Conan.
There we go.
And Daryl.
And for those of you just tuning in the first hour, Daryl, you brought up an interesting story. It's a sad story. Sad story between the San Diego Comic-Con and the Salt Lake City Comic-Con, where San Diego has brought the Salt Lake City Comic-Con to court.
You know, I think it would be very fitting to have the organizers have a trial by combat.
That's what I was thinking, actually. Actually,
it's funny you bring that up, because I was like, what's next, the Renaissance Fair?
Fighting with one another,
and so
San Diego saying they
maybe,
own
maybe
Comic-Con.
Maybe they can get that Punisher guy to be the champion of the San Diego outfit.
He was Phoenix.
There must have been something in one of these Comic Cons in the past where they've had some sort of conflict that they have given each participant a lightsaber and had them have it out or something like that. So what should the weapon be that they are allowed to utilize? Do they get to choose whichever sort of fanciful weapon they want, or do they have to have the same weapon to fight it out?
Well, if they're not allowed to bring actual weapons into these
events,
Phoenix
so far.
Right.
Wait for another knucklehead to come to one of these other events, and next thing you know, you've got to walk around with a cardboard sword.
Now, my limited understanding of trial by combat is that unless specified by the person requesting the trial, then each participant gets to choose their weapon.
So it would be entertaining to watch that happen, and of course, you can comment here, because San Diego Comic-Con is going after the Salt Lake City one, saying they own Comic-Con.
Yes.
And so they're going to claim, it sounds like, that they've had it for a long time.
The 70s.
Yeah, you said you dug up a Wikipedia piece, and they've been around since the mid-1970s.
Right, and San Diego Comic-Con is organized by a group called Comic-Con International.
Mm-hmm, okay.
So, they've got Comic-Con in their name, but again, so does Phoenix Comic-Con, Alamo City Comic-Con,
right.
Big Apple Comic-Con,
well,
New York Comic-Con.
They had to start somewhere, and I don't know which Comic-Con is the second most popular, but this is definitely going to be one of the... sounds like a top event. I mean, Granite State Comic-Con probably didn't have a fraction of what they're talking about.
Yeah, I could not find attendance figures for Granite State Comic-Con.
I was at that one year, because for whatever reason, Mark managed to get some sort of thing where we broadcast there. And
okay.
It didn't really seem very big at all. It was like it was in the biggest hotel in Manchester, but that ain't saying much. And, just the display area alone is a fraction of the size.
That hotel in Manchester has expanded their convention size.
Okay.
So they have the Expo Center that is, just off of the hotel.
Did they just do that?
Recently.
Okay. Well, when I was there, it was probably like 4 or 5 years ago. And it was a small thing.
Yeah.
Not very busy. Not a large space. So anyway, is there more to this story? Because you seem like you just kind of barely got into it before we ended up talking about all manner of things, old media versus new media. And that's a fine conversation to have.
Yeah.
We can come back to that, too.
So, again, Salt Lake Comic-Con has already spent nearly $1 million in legal fees.
Wow.
The co-founder says...
Just change the damn name at that point.
I know. And
God.
Just think where their money could have been spent on other things, making the festival better.
Yeah, right?
Is it that important?
All right. So hold on. Before I get into...
Are they actually... How many people actually travel to the San Diego Comic-Con from afar?
Probably a lot.
Probably a lot.
So anyway, so their numbers have been going up 10,000 every year. And are they really worried about other events?
San Diego Comic-Con is out outgrowing San Diego that they might wind up having to move because it's no longer just in that really big convention center that they have.
Mm-hmm.
It's in that really big convention center and a bunch of other places within like a 5-block walking area
of that convention center. Are they so greedy that even though their numbers are growing every year, they want to strike down these competitors?
And you know they're growing because there's a list somewhere that you pulled up?
Oh, yeah. It's about 10,000 more every year.
Okay. Right. So I forget which one of you said, instead of spending the $1 million on the legal fees, Salt Lake should have just changed their name, just cave in to whatever San Diego wants.
Well, I mean, it's $1 million. I mean, obviously they are willing to do it. Maybe they've got $50 million in the bank. I mean, who knows what we're dealing with here. If you've got $1 million to spend on legal fees so far, and this thing's just, you know, getting rolling.
Right.
It sounds
so, I guess the question is, if you believe that you are right in what you're doing, or you believe that the other person's just being a bully, should you not stand up to defend yourself? So what if, you know, some company came along and said, well, we own the word lake, so you can't have the word lake in your name for your event. We own Morton, we make salt. You can't use the word salt.
Yeah,
so you can no longer use Salt Lake or Comic-Con to describe a comic convention in the city of Salt Lake.
Yeah, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with what they're doing, but I agree with Conan. $1 million.
But don't greedy people, they believe that they're right on some level. That doesn't mean that they are right.
So does San Diego own Comic-Con, or
we're about to find
can
out
other people call their thing comic book convention?
I think that's what we're going to find out
Comic-Con
in court.
Right, and I, is it ridiculous that Salt Lake is having to spend a bunch of money on legal fees? Absolutely. Should they defend their name? Absolutely. I'm backing Salt Lake on this.
I mean, I hope they're successful. I really do. But, I mean, I tend to agree with Coney. I mean, presuming they don't have $100 million, and maybe they do, but if you got it, like, if you had $2 million in the bank,
they've got enough money to where it's worth the fight for them.
I guess so. My God, that's a lot of money.
Getting back into the article, the AP says that San Diego Comic-Con is considered the flagship of popular conventions that feature guests dressed like superheroes, movie villains, and more. And they filed a trademark violation lawsuit against Salt Lake Comic-Con in August 2014. So less than 1 year after Salt Lake Comic-Con became a thing.
Okay, so this isn't a new suit. This has been going on.
Right, but it's, you know, just now sort of getting in the news because the talks have broken down.
Where did they file? Do you happen to remember? Maybe you mentioned it earlier, but I didn't pick up on it. Is this a federal court case?
I believe it is.
Yeah. Where's this news story coming from, by the way? Just curious.
Associated Press.
AP. Okay.
The California organizers say they have legal ownership over the term Comic-Con in all of its forms.
Wow.
So every variation of Comic-Con is owned by San Diego Comic-Con, according to San Diego Comic-Con. They also say that the name of the Salt Lake event is so similar that people think that they're affiliated. Salt Lake says Comic-Con's a general term used to describe comic book conventions around the country.
Seems like it.
And that the lawsuit is a way to bully the upstart that has growing attendance. An online search shows similar events using versions of Comic-Con in cities like Denver, Phoenix, and Chicago. San Diego organizers argue in court documents, though, there are many other similar events that don't use those words. The U.S. Patent and Trademark Office is withholding judgment. Salt Lake says they have unearthed evidence from San Diego's past trademark battles that could be decisive in the case.
So they've done this before, maybe. This isn't the first time they've gone after them. Now, when it says here the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office is withholding judgment, it almost makes it sound like maybe this case is filed with them. Maybe they have their own special administrative tribunal or court or something like that. Maybe this isn't in a court at all, like your traditional civil court.
Well, it says here that if the judge fails to wind up making a decision one way or another, then it could go to a jury. So I don't think the patent office has
a jury process. Yeah, good point.
Hearing is set for September 21st, though it will likely be pushed back because that's the first day of Salt Lake Comic Con.
Wow. We'll continue here, and you can weigh in if you've got some thoughts. Maybe you're a comic book fan and you've been to some of these Comic Cons, or maybe you're familiar with some of the past actions that San Diego has taken. 855-450-FREE, like freedom, it's Free Talk Live.
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize that Bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur. The vet wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work. So I've been hearing Dynavite on the radio for years.
PD stopped eating. All of his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
DINOVITE.com. 859-428-1000.
And then it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And all right, I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using Dynavite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch. And he started to put weight on. It was awesome.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Every rescue dog in America deserves Dynavite for 90 days. I wish that we would have started the Dynavite right away. It would have been so much easier.
859-428-1000. DINOVITE.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Free Talk Live. You can dial on in here toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We are talking about the Comic-Con fight that is going on right now. It's in a federal court. We're doing a little more digging there, and yes, this has been going on for a while. Apparently, in 2015, Salt Lake Comic-Con did register a trademark successfully, but that hasn't stopped San Diego Comic-Con International from coming after them. We'll talk more about it. You can share your calls and thoughts with us here. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Also, Free Talk Live is brought to you by Dash. Now, Dash is a pretty exciting cryptocurrency. It's digital cash. It's a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, private, and easy. Fees are low, and transactions are fast and can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is decentralized and run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. Join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. You can take back control over your financial future today and find out more at Dash.org. Find out why there's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Go to Dash.org and learn more there as we go to your calls and thoughts.
And I've got an article pulled up from Forbes that gives a little bit more info on this weird nerd war battle over who owns Comic-Con. Does anybody own it?
Yeah, I definitely want to talk more
Darryl,
about
this
that.
This is serious. Please don't drop to the name-calling of nerds, dweebs, and dorks. This is serious.
Now, is nerd a bad term these days? I mean, it was back in the 80s when we were growing up, but these days it seems to have taken on more of a cool factor, right? Because now everybody needs nerds. People need nerds to help them with their
computers. It's a hipster thing. Hipsters are always anti-popular, anti-normal, and nerds are the go-to.
They're the new normal, aren't they?
That's
right. People want to be nerds now.
Until hipsters realize that nerds are normal, and then they'll fight against it and go some other direction.
I'm just guessing that nerds are the ones running the comic conventions.
Yep, I think you're probably right about that. And that's okay. Let's go to Stefan. He's in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Stefan. God has blessed the nerds and the geeks.
Oh, God, this guy over
here. We need them. Go ahead, Stefan. They make the things work for us. Stefan.
This has been an interesting development with Comic-Con. I actually did not hear about this.
It's sad. I mean, it is interesting, but it's sad.
I guess it's just an example of how intellectual property can actually cause more problems than
absolutely. I mean, if there weren't intellectual property, I'm glad you went there with this because it was, I think, the eventual one of the points of the conversation.
Right.
Was that if nobody could own these terms, then that would mean anyone could use them, and you wouldn't have to worry about defending yourself with a $1 million lawsuit.
Right, and that's part of Salt Lake Comic-Con's argument, is that the term Comic-Con is generic. It was around prior to the advent of the San Diego Comic-Con, and so then anybody should be able to use the term Comic-Con.
Yes, and honestly, it's one of those instances, like, I don't know if you guys ever heard about this, but like a long time ago, that Candy Crush game, the makers actually tried to copyright the word candy because of that.
How'd that go? Hopefully it failed.
It did fail pretty hardcore. I wouldn't want to have to become British and have to call everything sweet.
It just ruins, you know, a lot of these, and it's not just Comic-Con. You know, you got Metallica, I remember years ago, where they went after their own fans for downloading their music.
And their fans,
illegally.
And their fans rightfully rebelled against them.
That's right.
Metallica, the rebels of music, and they just proved how establishment they were.
What were you saying? Several years ago, Susan G. Komen and Victoria's Secret were battling over who owned Pink.
Yeah.
Why? Because Victoria's Secret has that clothing line, the Pink clothing line, where they put the word Pink on the butt.
Right. They could have just
Susan G. Komen's color for breast cancer awareness is Pink.
They could have just come together and, like, you know, helped each other rather than attacked one another.
Yeah.
What about the singer Pink?
She uses an exclamation instead of the letter I, so she was not part of that lawsuit.
but, what I was going to call in about is, you know, customer service at, like, stores and how employees should deal with customers. So what happened today, so I work in a game store. Oh. And a guy comes in with a bunch of games to trade in. And before I can even look at what he's got, he has a piece of paper with all of the prices for each individual game listed on. And I tried to point out that that's kind of rude because you're our customer. And then he said,
Hold on. Which prices?
Where did he get these prices? This is his concept of what he thought they were worth, or he'd get them from Amazon or online or something?
He had apparently gone online and jotted down all the prices he wanted for the games he was going to trade into us so we could give him cash for them. And normally we're supposed to look them over, but then he started flipping out saying, you offer to buy games and, you know, I'm the seller here. And how do you think people should deal with something like that?
Okay, so he is partially correct. He is the seller. And as the seller, he gets to say, this is what I'm willing to accept, and if your offer is not what he is willing to accept, you're under no obligation to buy anything from him.
Right. He may not understand that.
But, you know, he could say, I've got this really rare, you know, 19-whatever Zelda game, and I want $20,000 for it, and you're like, well, it's worth $5.
Yeah.
Well, you say you buy stuff. Yeah, we do buy stuff for what we're willing to pay for it.
Right.
Or you can mention to him that there are a few platforms that he can use on his own time, eBay, Amazon, where he can sell his own games himself, and he can quote any price he thinks they're worth, and they'll either sell or they won't. And if he, you know, and you can defend while your price, while you claim your whatever price that you're asking for, and you can say that it's the, you know, I have to pay for the lights, I have to pay for, you know, the other employees who work here and the air conditioner and whatnot. I mean, there
and you got to be able to turn it over and make some money on it.
Correct.
Too. Right.
And that's the thing. And then he, you know, screams for our manager, and the manager ends up giving him everything he wanted.
Jeez.
Yeah, and the thing is, I feel like as a business person, you should have to take a stand and try to put a fine line down.
Now, is this one of those corporate chain video game stores?
Ooh, this is completely local.
It's an independent one.
This is mom and pop?
Yes.
I'm surprised that the manager flipped like that. Can you give us an example of kind of one of the discrepancies? Like, what was he demanding? What did he say game X was worth? You know, what game was it? And then what did you, you know, what was the price you were supposed to be paying for it?
Well,
had the manager not come in?
He had pulled out like a Mega Man X, and that game goes
the
for
PlayStation,
you know,
PlayStation 1?
Not Nintendo 64, Super Nintendo. He
Super
had a Mega
Nintendo.
Man X on Super Nintendo, and
in a box
game,
or just like a plain old game,
just the cartridge,
okay,
the foreign label.
Yeah, that's not worth crap.
We can give you like $2.
Hold on. We'll continue here. The Adventures in Video Game Stores, because I've actually watched this they call it a podcast, but it's a YouTube channel with this guy who runs a video game store on it. Pat the NES Punk, his co-host, runs a video game store. And, man, they deal with scam artists a lot. It's crazy. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia Berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free. Join us right here. 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username here is lrn.fm, so feel free to reach out to us there, as our current caller has done. Stefan in Ohio, we were talking about the Comic-Con fight that is going on, and there's still more to say on that. We can get back into it here in moments, but we ended up talking about working in a video game store, which is where apparently Stefan works. He says it is an independent store, and somebody came in with a bunch of games that they wanted to sell, and they kind of had like an attitude with you, Stefan, that they deserved to be able to sell those games to you at the prices that they wanted to get for those games.
Yeah.
But when you sell things in life or want to buy things, the price is what the buyer and seller agree upon. And so as an employee of the store, presumably you are given maybe you're given some leeway to negotiate, but there's usually probably a certain floor at which, you know, maybe you have do you have like a database that you guys subscribe to? How do you pull up the values of the games?
We have it right in our computer. If we were to type in the title of a game, we do have a database that tells us exactly what they're trending at on eBay. So it's kind of like,
is that something that you guys have generated, or is it an outside third party?
It's a third party. I don't know exactly who distributes it, though.
Interesting. So you look up, you see what the trending price is, what, over like the last 30 days or something, like an eBay average?
Yeah, whatever eBay says the game is typically going for. And now then, the average pricing.
And then presumably you guys would offer a percentage or a certain percentage below that eBay price.
Two-thirds credit, one-third cash. And a lot of people don't think that's nearly enough when it comes to the cash.
Of course not. They want to walk out with cash to, you know, pay the rent or buy drugs with or whatever it is that they're looking to do.
And one of the best ways people can get an idea of sometimes how tough it is to work at a retro game store is to watch the completely unnecessary podcast. Ian Ferguson, who is the co-host on it, you brought it up with
that's the one. That's the one. I didn't actually remember what the podcast was called. I know it's on the Pat the NES Punk YouTube channel. Presumably they have an audio version because they call it a podcast.
And you had brought up a good point about people scamming, because here's the thing. There are a lot of people right now who don't even play video games that are getting into the reseller's market. The only problem with that is it's starting to ruin the hobby and prices a lot of legitimate collectors like myself out of the market, because it's become like gold almost. You know, certain games hold their value extremely well. It's like an investment.
Yeah, it's an interesting podcast. They talk about a lot of gaming stuff, so like new game news, developments, and they have opinions about that. And sometimes there's like some really questionable Kickstarters out there that they talk about. There's like
eBay listings.
There's a lot of scams in the video game sales and development world, and it's like one of the things they talk about are these labels that people will print out. They'll get like an old copy of Madden or some sort of game that there's a zillion copies of that aren't worth anything. They'll pick it up
and slap the label on it.
And then they'll print out a label of an expensive game that is worth quite a bit of money. They'll then, you know, put this label onto the cartridge of the worthless game. So the worthless game still inside the cartridge, now with an expensive game label on it to make it look like it's a different game. And then take it into a game store where they're hoping to encounter somebody who doesn't have the ability to actually test the game to make sure it is what it purports to be. Please.
Go ahead.
Do you have, how many systems do you have readily available to test the games, or do you even do that at your store?
We have all of them, but here's the thing. All the ones you would expect, but here's the thing. A lot of companies make reproductions of older games,
right?
But on the label, they will say, this is a reproduction. The cartridge will look different. The problem is these scumbags are swapping the reproduction boards with one of those crappy games and slapping the labels. It's getting to the point now where anything that goes for like $20 that comes into the shop, we have to crack it open with a screwdriver and go over the board to make sure everything is in order.
Okay, so just to clarify, for listeners that there's, you know, maybe they're not too familiar. So, like the let's talk about the Nintendo Entertainment System, this, you know, classic system from the 1980s.
I remember those. If the cartridge didn't work, you'd pull it out and then blow on it and put it back in. We didn't learn that from the internet because we didn't have
internet. Everybody just knew it. And so you got these old gray cartridges, and inside those cartridges, I've been inside one of them before, just, you know, by chance, to see what it, I think it was replacing a battery on a Zelda or something like that. But anyway, I've been inside, and it's just a little, you know, PC board, a little piece of electronics that's in there. So what you're saying is people are buying these reproduced games that are being, are these manufactured in like China or something?
They're manufactured everywhere. They're U.S. sellers. Basically, if a game has like a limited run or it's really expensive, a lot of people will put out cartridges that look different, like they're colored differently and the label has reproduction printed somewhere. But the problem is there are these people from China and all over the United States as well that will sell labels that look identical to the originals.
Right. So then they get a reproduced game. Which, I'm sorry, who did you say was manufacturing the repros?
There's various companies that do it.
Are they doing it licensed? Are these like illegal under the table kind of intellectual property violations?
Technically, it's illegal, but a lot of the times they don't get busted for it. The cartridges usually look different enough. The problem
is they're
Nintendo,
putting somebody's game on, like, Mega Man on.
Yeah, the outside looks different, but it's the exact same game.
And that's the thing.
The board inside looks different, plug it in, the game will seem to play
the same game. Right? Like, they're putting the same code from the old games on a newly manufactured board, a newly manufactured cartridge. What you're saying is that the scam artists, Stefan, are taking the repro card, the actual manufactured board, out of the new cartridge. They're taking an old cartridge, so an original NES cartridge from a cheap game, so it's still got that, it's got that old look to it. They put that inside the old cartridge, put a reproduced label onto that old cartridge, so that way when you plug it in and test it, it tests as the actual game. So that's why you're having to literally tear apart a cartridge and examine the board to see if it's an original board or if it's a new board.
And that's the thing, and you would not believe just how extremely often this happens nowadays. Because
how often? I've got a question. Yeah, I've got a question here. So if I go in and I want to play The Legend of Zelda, the original Legend of Zelda, and I go and I buy your little cartridge and it looks like The Legend of Zelda, I plug it in and it plays like The Legend of Zelda, what difference does it make?
It only matters to the collector.
Yes.
Only to the collector.
Right.
The gold.
So the average person, nobody cares. They want to play the game. That's the only point that matters.
That's why reproductions exist.
But for the collector who wants the original McCoy, right, the one that came out in 1985 or 6 or whenever it was, 7? I see he knows his stuff. They want that original. That's what matters to them. It's silly to us because we're just like, is it the same game? Yes. Are you having fun? Yes.
I want the bundle with 100 games on it. I didn't
want a bunch of cartridges. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It takes some space.
But for the collectors, that's what they want. They have rooms and rooms and rooms. Like the guy on this podcast, Pat, I think it's Contry is his last name?
Pat Contry, yeah.
Yeah, one of the two. So he's not the one who works in the video game store, but he's the main host on the show.
Yeah.
There was a different, I think it was the Angry Video Game Nerd who went over to this guy's house, and they did a tour of his video game collection, and oh my god,
it's taken very seriously.
This guy has so much, like, he actually admits that it's basically a pack rat thing. I mean, it's well organized, so it's not like a mess of crap, but I mean, it was rooms and rooms and rooms, and like he would have multiple boxes of like the Nintendo 64 alone, different ones, right? Like not just one Nintendo 64, but like five of
them.
The
different colors.
Yeah, the different colors, and then, you know, all these different variants, and oh my god, it was just mind boggling. I mean, this video series was like multiple videos, and it went on for quite a long time. I didn't watch the whole thing just because it was so exhausting. So these collectors they will spend a lot of money.
And that's why we're being nickeled and dimed by these scumbags.
And some of them want to collect the complete collection. So they'll try to get all 719 or whatever Nintendo games.
It's 750.
Now, wait, does that include the unlicensed games?
That is without unlicensed.
Without the, because then there's like the Bible games and the things like that that are kind of the weird stuff here. Hey, thanks, Stefan, for the call tonight. I think we should talk more about this. You got to tell us more of these video game scam stories coming up.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at dash.org.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There is a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and yes, yes, you should, Stefan in Ohio. He's saying that he should tell one of his video game store stories every week. I think that would be absolutely fantastic.
This week in video games.
Yeah, yeah, I think it's fascinating. Just like that, this podcast he was talking about, the Completely Unnecessary Podcast, very interesting video. I haven't listened to the show, but I watch the video version sometimes. Not all of them, because there's a lot. They'll do clips and they'll upload that to their YouTube channel. But the scams are just absolutely amazing. And he was just telling us that now they have to actually take apart the physical cartridge games to examine physically the internals of the cartridge to see if it is a newly manufactured card in there or not. Just absolutely incredible. That, you know, and I'm sure we're going to hear from Stefan again on this, because I want to know, not tonight, because you only get one call per night, but I want to know, what's it like when you catch these people in the act? Because some of them, you know, the claim is always going to be, well, I didn't know, and you can't prove that they knew.
Do you tell them to go have a seat over there, and then Chris Hansen comes out?
You know, just now, Ian, you were talking about an individual, the Mexican runner, who actually goes through and plays
every
old Nintendo games and actually beats them. And then uploads the footage to prove that it actually, you know, took place. And I asked, what about the Nintendo games that you can't beat?
Okay.
Because it's impossible. It's a points game. It just keeps going and going and going.
Yep.
And you're like, well, no, that doesn't exist. And I'm actually looking at the Mexican Runner's page, and I'm looking at all the games, and I'm like, yeah, you know what? That's a prime example of the video game technology that I dealt with first in my life, which was points games where you couldn't win them.
So like the old Atari 2600, where it just kept getting harder as the levels went up in number, and like faster and faster.
Faster and faster. And if you did beat them, you actually just loop. You just turn the counter where it would start at zero again, like kind of like the odometer on your car. Mm.
I didn't know you could beat some of those games.
Well, there was some game. Like, there was one called Adventure that you could beat.
Okay, yeah.
I loved that one. But Pac-Man, you could not beat Pac-Man.
Right.
You couldn't beat Space Invaders.
Pac-Man was not a Nintendo game.
No. That's what he's talking about. He's saying that there was a shift between sort of these video games consoles. So you had the old Atari games where most of the games didn't have an ending.
Right, and a lot of those were, as I understand, were designed for, like, arcade play to just keep getting people's quarters.
Yeah, of course they were.
Well, I knew a lot of arcade games you could beat.
But the Ninja Turtles
tournament was a prime example.
Well, lots of arcade games you can beat, for sure, but they're still designed to crunch quarters. I mean, you have to throw quarters into, like, the old Simpsons beat 'em up or the Turtles or Gauntlet or whatever. You have to keep feeding quarters, and you can't get through that
Space
game.
Space Invaders, Asteroids.
Right, you can't get through a game like that without dying. That's the whole point of an arcade game, is to extract money from the players, not to make it so you can beat it on one life.
The reason it struck me is because, you know, I'm always screaming about the trophy syndrome. Everyone gets a trophy, and this was it.
Yeah.
This was a new generation moving into the game world, and I can't play a game that you can't win. I need to win something. I need to win the game. I need to beat it. I need to get the princess at the end of the level.
You know, they're still making games for some of these old systems. Like, there's some fans out there who will program a game for the old systems and somehow get them manufactured and sell them online.
Emulators and whatnot, where they actually have to sometimes...
They'll literally, like, program a physical version of a game and sell it. Like, for the old Vectrex system from the 1980s. It was a vector graphics game system. So, like, most games have pixels, you know,
right.
like JPEG pixels or whatever.
Yep.
But the Vectrex did not have pixels. It was like a cathode ray something or other. It was some sort of thing that shot light at the screen and made shapes out of it. It was like playing a laser light show almost, because like the shapes were there and like for the characters or whatever. But if you zoomed in on it, they didn't lose resolution. Like, there was no pixels involved.
Because that's what vector graphics do.
Exactly. So it was a one-of-a-kind kind of video game system. And I don't think anything like it has ever existed since. But somebody's still making games for that thing. I saw it. I don't know if it was on that podcast that we were talking about. But somebody was, you know, they're still doing it. It's incredible. So anyway, we can talk about that, or you can bring up anything that's on your mind. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And this is a conversation that, you know, wouldn't have existed on talk radio 2 decades ago, right? Because video games are part and parcel of our lives. I mean, we're all, I think, in our 30s here on the show here tonight.
Barely.
So we all grew up pretty much in the 1980s and in the 90s, where video games were a big thing.
Right, and I remember figuring out that on Duck Hunt, you could actually control the duck.
That's right, with
the second controller.
Yeah. So lots of cool stuff. And, of course, you know, video games are, you've got the huge collector factor that Stefan says is ruining the hobby, because people are just getting in so they can snatch up games and try to hold them and flip them. And, like, they don't actually care about the games. They only care about the selling the games. And he was complaining about that. So there's really a lot. I mean, the video game world is a pretty deep world, and I'm just barely scratching the surface of it these days because I just don't have time for it.
Now, I wonder.
I wish I did.
I wonder, because a lot of the action figures sort of things are being remade.
Yeah.
You know, so like, Star Trek and Star Wars are really popular again.
Right. So bring out some G.I. Joe Star Trek
so
figures.
So like, let's redo the thing. So how can you tell the difference?
Oh, they have ways
between the 1970 whatever Darth Vader and the current one.
There's always some sort of indicator
made to look like retro.
The Gold Hunter experts. No.
Yeah, they have ways,
and they're watching the podcasts, and they've got the manuals and the booklets, and they have ways.
A regular run of the mill guy, he's not going to be like, oh well, you've got to look here and see that there's
the
little
the run of the mill guy isn't collecting them.
That's true.
If the run-of-the-mill guy goes to some yard sale and sees, like, a Darth Vader thing, it's like, Oh, this is cool. It reminds me of my childhood. I'll buy it for a dollar.
Yeah, and if it's at a yard sale, it's probably priced at a dollar. So, you know,
and
maybe
then
you got a good
somebody
deal.
Offers to, oh, well, you know, like that, I think that's blah, blah, blah. And then they sell it for a lot of money. And then, nope, that was the, you know, thing that just came out like 2 years ago. It's only
somebody
worth
who's
a
willing to pay a lot of money is going to be one of the people, like Conan says, who's going to have researched their purchase. They're going to learn what to look for. They're going to know. Otherwise, they're going to get ripped off. And, you know, buyer beware, right?
Right.
Caveat emptor. And you mentioned, Conan, the trophy syndrome or whatever. Man, are you talking about this achievements thing that they have in the game?
Actually, that's the next level. That's where it's moved to, where you just buy a game and you unlock things for getting the level two.
I hate that. I think it's so dumb.
Well, now if it's a spectacular achievement, like you had to do a triple jump and you had to shoot someone in the eye from a certain distance,
yeah, then you can
then
understand
that's,
it.
I can understand it, but actually getting to level two,
you
know, what? No, yeah. you shouldn't get an achievement.
You get little trophies just for doing things you would normally do in the game. Is
correct.
What you're talking
but
about.
But if you could do a high jump with a vehicle and go through a hoop or something.
Something that, you know, 99% of the players don't do or won't do.
Or find all of the Easter eggs, all the hidden little secrets and whatnot. That's worth it.
Yeah, it's just gone crazy, where there's like a zillion different achievements in every one of these games. And I have to wonder, do young people today, like, do they care? Because, first of all, I don't care about the achievements, number one.
I do, actually.
You do care about
even the stupid ones. I will sometimes break down and I'll have to go to some help site
to figure out how to do
that. That's why they put the achievements, so that you will try to, how do I unlock this achievement? I can't figure it out.
All right, I have a rule. I have rules. I will play through an entire level on my own, and I will try to get everything that I can
naturally, okay,
regularly. And if I can't do it, then I will break down and I'll go back. I'll look at a site and I'll, you know, try to figure out where.
Do you ever go back, though? Let's say you can do it, but you only got, you know, 80% completion. Are you a completionist, as they call them?
I am a completionist. This is why I have
games. What does that mean?
This is why I have games that I haven't even loaded up yet, because I'm still playing games
the
that
other
I haven't completed yet.
So Daryl, in
I'm going to get my money's worth. Man.
In certain video games, they have a certain percentage of completion. Now, you can beat the game without getting to 100% completion. So, like, you know, 100% completion might be that you collected all of the, you know, little items that you have to collect in it, or that you don't necessarily have to collect but could collect in a level. But if you don't collect all 100% of them, you don't get the 100% complete. You don't have a number of 100% complete when the game is over. And sometimes it can affect the outcome of the game as far as, like, the, you know, the story. There might be two different different branching options.
Okay.
But in a lot of cases, you beat the game, you can beat it with like 68% completion or something like that. But the completionist, like Conan, goes back in and they keep hunting and hunting and hunting and, you know, trying to complete every little task, every little side quest, every little, you know, side story, every minor, you know, thing hunt that they can go on just so they can get to that 100%. And it's only something in your head, Conan, because it's not like anybody else cares whether you complete the game, right? More coming up here. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Do people care about these trophies?
Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Buying Bitcoin? Do it here. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Our forum is always open and censorship free at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
My husband says, you are what you eat. Not true, dear. I did my research. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So I didn't feel the vitamins and supplements I was taking were effective. I didn't feel any different. Then I switched to Protovite, a liquid multivitamin, mineral, and phytonutrient complex. And wow, you've got to see the video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.